The Gemara discusses Shaila whether chatzitza would affect a tefillah derabbanan. The Gemara concluded, yes, certainly would, because whenever the rabbanan were mesakan a tefillah, it wasn't a new concept. Called the tikkun rabbanan, kein derais a tikkun, it would be modeled after the din Torah. And just as chatzitza is detrimental to a tefillah shel Torah, likewise, it would interfere with a tefillah derabbanan. Now there's a Shaila here, because the Chafetz Chaim Mishneh Berurah in the end of Hilchas Tefillah actually brings a shita and discusses the Tefillas Ezra. Ezra was Masakin, a Tefillah for Balikarian, after Tashmish. So the Tefillah is a Tefillah Drabbanan. And the question is whether Chatzitza is Me'akev there, whether it interferes when it comes to that Tefillah Drabbanan. It brings a shita that you don't have to worry about Chatzitza when it comes to Tefillas Ezra. It's only a Tefillah Drabbanan. It doesn't require a Chatzitza free individual. The Shaila is, how does that work with our Gemara? Which seems to conclude that every Tefillah Derabbanan has to conform to the same guidelines as a Tefillah Deraisa. And a Chatzitza would interfere. So I saw some Farshim explain like this. Apparently our Gemara is speaking about even a Chatzitza Deraisa. That would be the difference here. The Gemara Shaila, whether even a Chatzitza Deraisa, whether or not that interferes. Now, what's the difference between the rest of the Rabbanan? The Gemara Erevin discusses the different types of chatzitzas. Min HaTorah, if the chatzitza is so large in size and so chashav that he's makbid on it, it really bothers him. It covers most of his body, and his makbid is particular about it. He wants it removed. Ruboy makbid olav, min HaTorah, that constitutes chatzitza. That's a chatzitza min HaTorah. It has such significance that's considered a barrier between person and water. But if it doesn't have that, it's not large in size. It's only going to cover the miyut of the person. Or, alternatively, it's large in size, but he isn't really particular about it. He's not makbid about it. In that case, min HaTorah doesn't really interfere. It's considered chatzitza midrabbanan. So perhaps when the Mishneh Berurah brings the chatzitza doesn't interfere by Tefillas Ezra, he's speaking about a chatzitza midrabbanan. It's a miyut ha-makbid. That's okay, since the entire concept of chatzitza midrabbanan is only midrabbanan, and we're speaking about a tefillah midrabbanan, we're not going to be machmir to that extent. We can be makel, we don't apply a double midrabbanan. And therefore, don't worry about a chatzitza midrabbanan if it's involving a tefillah midrabbanan. However, in our Gemara, perhaps we're speaking about a chatzitza min HaTorah. And the Gemara proposes that even perhaps a chatzitza min HaTorah won't interfere with a tefillah midrabbanan. Rubai b'makbid alav. Maybe it only applies to a tefillah min HaTorah, not a tefillah midrabbanan. I've explained in the shir, based on Reb Chaim Brisker, even though he has a large, significantly sized chatzitza, but lemaisa he's doing a mas at tefillah, he's going to the mikvah, and the question is whether chatzitza will cancel, will negate the tefillah. No, perhaps that concept only applies to a tefillah deraisa. The Rabban, the Gemara concludes, no. Kol d'tikun Rabbana, kein rasa tikun, and if it's considered chatzitza min HaTorah with respect to a tefillah deraisa, then likewise by tefillah derabbana, we have to be concerned about that as well. The Gemara speaks about the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol, which took place on the top of the Beis HaParva, which was B'Kodesh. Asks Tosfos Tamali, V'Gagin V'Aliyos L'Nisgash, rooftops were not Kodesh B'Kedushas Azara, unless it had the same level as the Azara. It didn't have the Kedusha of the Azara, so why is that called tefillah B'Makom Kodesh? Yishlaim Tosfos says, Gag Beis HaParva Hayishov L'Kaka Azara. The rooftop of Beis HaParva was equal in level to the Karka Azor, and therefore the Kedusha Azor extended over to that rooftop as well. Ask Tosis, if that's the case, why does the Gemara back enough your test tell us that the way to access the Tefillah was through the next door? Next door to Beis HaParva was Lishka Samadichin, Mishom, Mesiba Oilu, the staircase up to the rooftop, the roof of the Beis HaParva. Why can't they just walk straight in from the Azorah? He says, because it wasn't open direct to the Azorah, from Tznis of the Kohen Gadol. So it's closed off. The only way to access the mikveh was through a roundabout route, going through the next room, the Lishkas HaMadichin, and from there to Lishkas HaParva. Now Tosfos points out something very interesting. You have to say, says Tosfos, that the Lishkas HaMadichin, which was the access point to the Lishkas, to the Gag Beis HaParva, to the mikveh, that Lishka was also Kodesh. Why? Because we know that if a lishka would open to a makam choyl, it in itself was also choyl. Right? If it's pesuach al choyl, it has din of choyl. Now we're looking to say that the Gag Beis HaParva was kodesh. Apparently, if it was open to the madichim room, the madichim room also had to be kodesh. ask Toises, but we're speaking about subterranean structures. And we know Mechelus on Iskashu, a tunnel is not Kaddish, but the same Kedusha as the area above it. So why was Lishkel Madichin Kaddish if it was underground? So Toises is a Chiddush. This halacha Rabbi Yochanan, Mechelus on Iskashu, tunnels don't have the Kedusha of the area above it, only applies to the Harabais, but not to the Azor. Apparently, the difference is like this: Harabais was an outdoor area. So only the exposed area has that status. Only the upper surface. The surface area. The karka. But something below ground, something below level, something subterranean, a basement, that's not outdoor. That's not exposed. That's not part of the Kedushas Harabayis. But when it comes to the Azara, which was pretty much an indoor area, a structure, part of the Beis Hamikdash structure, an indoor area encompasses even the subterranean area. So that's why even a basement within a home is considered part of the home. Likewise, the Michela in the Azara, the sub-level structures, the Lishkas HaMadichin structure was also considered Kedushas Azara. And therefore, the Gag Beis HaParva, which was accessed from that point, had a Pesach to the Beis HaMadichin, was Kaddish as well. I saw another interesting discussion related to the Mishnah on Amud Beis, which concludes, to make it easier for the Kohen Gadol, they would somewhat warm up the mikveh, throw some hot water in it, to remove the chill. Now, there's a well-known discussion regarding being toivel in a hot mikveh on Shabbos. We know the Chachamim were mesaken that one may not bathe or rinse, go into Beis HaMerchetz, into a bath of hot water on Shabbos. The one Shabbos tells us because of the Gzeiros Mechatzos, because they used to heat up the bathhouses, Chachamim applied an Isser, one may not bathe or take a full shower and hot water on Shabbos. Regarding mikveh, this is a shaila. Whether that halacha applies to mikveh as well, some are machmer, some say it's mutter based on the carbon nesanal, which the Nevi Yehuda brings. He says that the Gzeres Mechatzos only applied to ordinary baths or showers, but not to a mikveh, which is a mitzvah activity, and it's not considered like a Beis HaMerchetz, and therefore even a hot mikveh is mutter on Shabbos. Okay, so that's a shaila and halacha. Stadim lekan lekan. What pertains to us is that some bring a raya from our Mishnah. They used to pour hot water into the mikveh to warm it up. And the Meiri learns, kipshutai, they actually warm up the mikveh using very hot water. So it would appear from the Mishnah that they can actually be tovel in hot water on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, Kippur. Some say it's not a raya because it's in the Mikdash, and we know that many Isurim were suspended, Ein Shavus B'Mikdash. And actually, some Sefer says, there's no raya from the Mishnah because he says they didn't actually heat it up. At most, it became a bit lukewarm. As the Mishnah says, they should tafik tzinasan. They removed some of the chill, but certainly it didn't mamash heat up the mikveh. And therefore, there's no raya from our Mishnah regarding Mitoivel and hot mikvah on Shabbos.